Construction work will soon begin on the very first stages of the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's pet sustainable energy project, Snowy Hydro 2.0. It is a devilishly complex, multi-billion dollar engineering project that aims to put a new underground power station in the Snowy Mountains. But big questions hang over the ambitious plan, whether it can be done and whether it's even worth it. And will it survive the political battle over climate change that has seen a succession of other major energy initiatives abandoned? Political reporter Melissa Clark filed this report from the Kosciuszko National Park.
Tucked away in a remote fold of the northern Snowy Mountains is a valley known as Lob's Hole Ravine. It's here that exploratory works will soon begin for the Snowy 2.0 project. Here's what it will do. When wind and solar farms are generating more energy than needed, that extra power will be used to pump water from Talbingo Dam, which is at the base of the Snowy Mountains, up to Tantangara Dam, which is on the high plains. Then, when wind and solar can't meet demand, water will be drawn back down through an underground power station to generate hydroelectricity. It means those variable wind and solar energy sources can be firmed up, that is, made to be a consistent source of baseload power.
What we're doing is basically making a really big battery.
Dr. Matthew Stocks is from the ANU's Energy Change Institute and has been studying the potential for pumped hydro schemes like Snowy 2.0.
In the work that we've been doing, we've found thousands of sites around the country which will be able to also help along with Snowy 2.0 to help stabilise the system.
But there are some big questions that need to be answered before Snowy 2.0 gets the final go-ahead. The 26-kilometre-long pipeline that would connect the two reservoirs has to pass through five different types of rock and several major fault lines. The turbines will need to be housed in a cavern deep underground that is as tall and long, but not quite as wide, as the Sydney Opera House. Stringent environmental conditions are expected to be attached to the project too, including for the exploratory works.
This is the Yarangabilly River, and 2 or 3 kilometres upstream of here is where they'll begin the exploratory drilling for the site to house the underground power station. That means all around here we'll have to have the people and equipment necessary to make that engineering feat possible.
The whole project is estimated to cost up to $5.5 billion. That's presuming the engineering goes as planned. Snowy Hydro is confident it can finance the project without major funding from the Commonwealth, but it will need its approval. Both the Coalition and Labor are enthusiastic but non-committal until the exploratory works have been completed. Energy Minister Angus Taylor.
We won't proceed with it unless it stacks up. It's as simple as that. We've got to do the right thing by the taxpayers.
The Coalition is worried about the economics. The costs could blow out or other technology could surpass it.
What ultimately it has to do is to be competitive versus alternatives. There are alternatives to what Snowy is doing.
The ALP is similarly cautious about committing to the project. The Snowy Mountains fall in the electorate held by Labor MP Mike Kelly.
Well, certainly the leadership group will want to sit down with the data that the government hasn't disclosed in relation to the business case. But I'm personally very committed to seeing this project through.
Labor is concerned about the policy paralysis around energy, saying Parliament would need to support a more ambitious renewable energy target.
And it highlights that a long-term commitment to 60% renewables by 2040 is what will make this a project that will deliver emissions reductions plus lower prices for consumers.
Regardless of what decisions are being made or not being made in Canberra, there is a radical transformation underway in how electricity is being generated. Between now and 2050, around 16,000 megawatts of coal-fired power generation will be shut down. Hardly any will be left. Instead, wind and solar, backed by pumped hydro, are set to fill the void. Dr. Matthew Stock says the market is already adjusting and the policy paralysis in Canberra isn't necessarily a problem.
After all the various battles that have been going on, we're putting in solar and wind at a phenomenal rate. And if we can continue on that rate, we can be at 100% renewables in 2030, never mind the 50% targets that are being bandied about.
Snowy 2.0 may survive the fractious political debate over energy because no one who remains vociferously objects to it. And in today's political climate, that may be the ultimate endorsement for Snowy 2.0. This is Melissa Clark reporting from the Kosciuszko National Park for PM.